It is Kennedy Malloy, Harry Shearer.
Oh, very
exciting. We know this man from Spinal Tap.
This is an Australian premiere.
It is.
Well,
yeah,
it is.
Can you believe
very exciting.
It? Think of the soundtracks this guy's done.
Oh, man.
The musical
well,
work
one of
that
my
produced
favorite films of all time, and the music soundtrack of all time.
He's been at it again, and it is.
So he's got The Many Moods of Donald Trump, which is a new album. Yep. He's releasing a song every Friday. And you're right, this is an Australian premiere of a Harry Shearer song called COVID 180. And here's the even better news. We're going to play the song and we're going to speak with Harry Shearer right after this. Enjoy Harry Shearer on Kennedy Malloy.
Whole month of February, it's under control. Just a few cases, then we rock and we roll. The market's like a rocket. It's on Twitter and Reddit. You could call me crazy, but I'm taking credit. Corona's just a neighborhood in Queens. We're number one. Say that we're in a kind of spiral, but a big part of leadership is going viral.
Well, there it is. First time on Kennedy Molloy, COVID 180. Wow.
That's an Australian premiere, by the way. I'm going to go so fast to claim it.
We're very lucky to be able to say, and we have the man behind the song with us right now. Harry Shearer, welcome back to Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you on board.
Great to have you back in the studio pumping out the classics. Mm. Tell us what this is, an opus. This is something for the ages. How long have you spent in the studio conjuring up this kind of magic?
Well, I do a radio show in the States every week and make fun of the news. And so over the last 3 years, I've been writing a bunch of songs about Donald Trump. When comedy sketch work wouldn't suffice, I'd write a song, usually in his voice. Yes. And any of this year, I noticed I'd amassed quite a few. I thought, well, that's a collection. And the radio versions are kind of demo level, but I called my producer friend and went into the studio in February, and we did proper recordings and performances of the songs. And so there's about a dozen or a baker's dozen worth of them. COVID 180 is perhaps one of the more specific ones because it covers a limit, you know, a specific period of time. That is to say, early and middle of this year when Trump changed attitude towards the pandemic, depending on which side of the bed he slept on.
And that's if anybody's right. going to do a great Donald Trump voice, it has to be you, Harry. My God.
Well, I've followed him for a long time since he was a loudmouth real estate developer prone to serial bankruptcies.
Hello to everyone in Atlantic City.
Pre-apprentice days, of course.
Indeed, and he used to call up the New York tabloids pretending to be his own publicist and dropping quotes like, Marla Maples, his then girlfriend, says it's the best sex ever. And they printed that crap anyway.
I'd love to see you in a Mick series of Celebrity Apprentice with Gary Busey. Nothing would give me more pleasure. Can I just say quickly, Harry, you want to be careful because he'll put a fatwa out on you. He's quite prone to having a look and seeing who's poking fun. Who isn't? They're saying there's a genuine chance he's trying to shut down TikTok because he doesn't like Sarah Cooper. So he keeps an eye on everything. You could specifically be under the pump here.
Well, he can shut down NPR and it won't affect me at all. So I think he's just trying to whip up anti-Chinese sentiment in the TikTok.
No kidding. Yeah. You're doing clip to this too.
Rocking out in the Oval Office like you've never seen before.
It's a song of him singing the praises of one of the great panoramic failures of our time, Jared.
Well, he's blessed to have such a wonderful son-in-law, wasn't he?
We're lucky his family's so talented. It given he's turned it into a fiefdom.
His portfolio has expanded to the very limits of his lack of competence.
There is some good news that's come on the horizon, I think, anyway, that the a new VP running partner has been announced in the last few days with Joe Biden. That's good news for the world, I think.
You know, my opinion about Joe Biden is, and if they asked me, it would be my suggested election strategy, don't do or say anything.
Just zip it.
Your job is to not be Trump.
That's right. That's
your winning philosophy. I'm not Trump. Anything more is less.
They should just walk him around Weekend Bernie style. And that should be as animated as the whole thing gets. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you, and this is, again, we've seen so many artists who are now Neil Young and the like, the Rolling Stones, who are suing the president, saying, do not use our music as part of your re-election strategy. Would you be okay if the Trump campaign came to you and said, can we have COVID-19 or son-in-law as part of our platform?
I would waive royalty payments.
Because he's slightly going to be, do you think bizarrely he will be slightly flattered by this?
I think he's flattered by any attention paid to him.
Oh, it's terrible.
I think he has one life strategy, and it's he found it when he was 5 years old. It's made you look.
I like it. We wanted to also just remark, because we've just been realizing that it's the 30 years of The Simpsons and series 30.
incredible.
Is about to be released. But every time I still watch the show, because of the way it feels youthful and everybody's still the same age. So that's one of the pluses, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of the magic, is that they never grow old. The show is actually, we're in the States on season 32.
What? Oh, why are we so behind in a backwater in Australia?
This is an outrage.
Well, I think it has something to do with gravity.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
It takes a while to pound that far on the Earth.
Or 5G. That's the thing where everyone else is blaming it on.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting little side note, Harry, that you might enjoy. I think, and we were discussing this yesterday, that you were the last interview we had in this studio, before the whole thing was shut down and everyone then had to go and do their shows from home. Is that true, Jane? I think it is.
It is absolutely. The last photo, you and Judith, your beautiful wife, and Mick and I, it's the last time we were all in the studio together. Isn't that crazy?
That is totally crazy, and I'm honored to be the person that shut you guys down.
Thank you.
Well, if we're ever allowed to do the show again from the same room, we'd love you to come back. Harry, congratulations on the new album. It's just fantastic stuff. It's good to have you back in the studio pumping out some beautiful music that's married to stunning raw material. And we will be following very closely how all this progresses. But good on you, Harry, and thanks for giving us more to mull over.
The video's on YouTube right now, so
it's a cocker.
The video's on YouTube. I think the single's on Spotify. Is that right? And you want to go along, and we'll put it on our website as well. And we can't thank you enough for helping us out, Harry.
So good.
Great to talk with you guys.
Love to see you again. Bye.